Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, it's Corey. Did I miss a call from you?
Yeah, buddy. I just sent you an email. I'm not sure if you received it. It looks like everything should be good to go. I just I sent you the welcome call number to just finalize your loan real quick.
I called him, and he says he doesn't think he can do it.
Really?
The receivables are lower right now. I think, and I explained to him that we're doing prevailing wage jobs, and the money doesn't come in as quickly as it does when we're doing private work, and so that's the need for this loan. But the deposits have only been $29,000 so far this month, and that's quite a bit lower than the the $125 that we typically do each month. But I do have have another $60,000 coming in from work that we've just finished up, and then I've got another $200,000 job that we're $170,000 job that we're finishing up this month as well. So the money will show there; it's just not showing there yet, unfortunately.
So, I mean, I haven't had a chance to speak with Eric. Did he tell you it absolutely is not going to fund?
No, he wanted me to send him over the bank statements from May and April of last year, which was only about $60,000 and $80,000. And then he said he would take it back to underwriting and see if they would do anything for him, but he thought maybe we'd have to wait a while to do it.
Okay, I mean, is there any way you can, like, have proof of, like, receivables coming in, or...
I've got one that I can prove. The other stuff isn't done yet, but I do have the one for the just under $60,000 that I could send over. I have a purchase order, it's an intent to pay from the government. So, I mean, it's a good solid piece of paper showing from the department that it's coming.
Yeah, I would send that over to him as well. Include that when you send over the statements from last year, and hopefully that works out.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll give that a try, and we'll see what happens.
Alrighty. Thanks, Corey.
Hey, thank you. Right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.